This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine is working on the situation in all major operational areas and already responding to Russia's preparations for revenge attempts. Quote, we are working together to ensure that Russia not only fails to win back on the battlefield, but that the occupier loses in its attempts for revenge, the last hope for aggression, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. Despite weeks of intense trench warfare that both sides have compared to a meat grinder, front lines in eastern Ukraine had largely been frozen in place since November after Kyiv recaptured swaths of territory in the second half of 2022. Ex-boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko, brother of Kyiv's mayor, called on IOC head Thomas Bach not to, quote, betray the Olympic spirit and become an accomplice in this abominable war by letting Russia compete.
You propose to authorize Russian and Belarusian athletes to participate in the Paris Games. I tell you, the Russians are Olympic champions in crimes against civilians.
The International Olympic Committee is open to including Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals at the 2024 Games and has opened a door to them competing in qualifiers. The United States and its allies imposed further sanctions on Myanmar on Tuesday, marking the two-year anniversary of the coup, with curbs on energy officials and members of the junta, among others. Washington imposed sanctions on the Union Electric Commission, mining enterprises, and energy officials, among others, according to a Treasury Department statement. Canada, Australia, and Britain also announced sanctions. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has arrived in the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday for his long-awaited six-day visit to the African continent, which includes a trip to South Sudan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Francis arrives on a red carpet in his wheelchair and greets delegates and is led inside the airport reception and waits with other officials in simple seats. Aid groups are hoping Francis' trip will shine a spotlight on some of the world's forgotten conflicts and rekindle international attention on humanitarian crises amid donor fatigue and new aid priorities in Ukraine. Francis' trip. Africa is one of the only places in the world where the Catholic flock is growing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Striking workers disrupted French refinery deliveries, public transport, and schools on Tuesday in a second day of nationwide protest over President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make people work longer before retirement. Huge crowds marched through cities across France to denounce a reform that raises the retirement age by 2 years to 64, and which is a test of Macron's ability to push through change now that he's lost his working majority in the parliament. On the rail networks, only one in three high-speed trains were operating and even fewer local regional trains. Services on the Paris Metro were thrown into disarray. Actor Alec Baldwin and a crew member have been formally charged with involuntary manslaughter for the shooting death of a cinematographer on a movie set in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico in 2021. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis has filed the documents that charge Alec Baldwin and weapons specialist Hannah Gutierrez Reed in the death of Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin had pointed a gun at Hutchins while rehearsing a scene when the gun discharged. Baldwin's attorney Luke Nikas declined comment and referred to a previous statement in which he calls the charges a terrible miscarriage of justice. Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed will be issued a summons to appear in court. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Rain continued to lash Auckland on Wednesday with roads and rail lines shut, houses flooded again, and trees blown over in New Zealand's largest city. Four people lost their lives in flash floods and landslides that have hit Auckland since Friday amid record downpours. Calls for help had increased on Wednesday morning, but the rains had not been as heavy as feared, a Fire and Emergency New Zealand regional manager said. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.